Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, Stress, Success, and Mom, or Doctor, Heal Thyself. Well, folks, we feel stressed when the same old familiar of our lives turns unpredictable and uncontrollable, especially in time-pressured and/or potentially dangerous ways, but surprisingly, sometimes even when good things happen. Now, just a few weeks ago, I had the totally unpredictable pleasure of my picture appearing on the front page of our Syracuse newspaper, with no handcuffs this time. And as you may remember, I've been taking care of my 94-year-old mom who fell, broke bones, got a bad infection, was really confused, and hospitalized for a few weeks. Woof. And a number of projects I've been working on for years have just, quote, come to fruition, just as I'd hoped. But now I finally understand that fruition doesn't mean stuff comes out of your schedule. Nope. More gets packed in because it leads to, quote, new opportunities. Remember that ancient Chinese curse? May you get what you wish for? So picture this. A few days ago, I'm on the exercise bike doing my 40 minutes at lunch, netbook in one hand, and the one finger on the other typing the first draft of this checkup so I can spend time with my son home for spring break when I get home, and knowing I have to be at work in precisely 18 minutes, and it'll take 18 to get there if I hurry, but I have 3 minutes of pedaling left, and knowing several days of unanswered emails and voicemails await too. Frazzled. And yep, I discovered there's a limit to how efficient one can get, no matter how fast one pedals. Later, I dragged the carcass home with the clock's little hand several clicks past the five, plopped in front of the tube for some R&R with leftovers and basketball, waiting for my wife and son to arrive and soothe me frazzled soul. And the phone unpredictably and uncontrollably rings 3 times in 10 minutes, the last one from mom's assisted living place, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, danger. But it's mom, beside herself, saying she put a copy of the paper in her room to cut out my picture, went to dinner, and returned to find, bless her forgetful heart, somebody had come in, cut it out, and stolen it. Now that's fame. Come right over, Richie. Understood something right then. Some things really are unpredictable and uncontrollable, like mom's memory, and we can't do anything about them. Just accept that and take care of ourselves a little better, so we can do what might help. So I said, how about if I bring another copy over on the weekend, Mom, and then we can have a chat? And she agreed. I'm Dr. Rich, reordering my priorities, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.